This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy new year. We had a little bit of a hiatus over the holidays for many of us, and a couple of best of programs. I hope you enjoyed them, Christmas and New Year's. But here we are. We're live, and we're available. I'm in the doctor's office. I'm putting out my shingle, and you can call us at 877-726-8255 with your most pressing health or nutritional concerns. That's 877-726-TALK, and it is a frigid morning here in the Northeast where I'm broadcasting from. The temperature may soar today to, was it like 12 or 14 degrees? I'm not sure which, but we're in the grips of a tremendous cold wave here, and that forced me inside to do my exercise, did a little run, and tried to loosen up the cobwebs before the program. 877-726-TALK is our number, and we got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about some dietary strategies that work, some dietary strategies that, in my opinion, don't work. We'll also talk about the flu and how the flu is raging, particularly on the West Coast. Some of you listeners out there in our California affiliates may be experiencing this, but the flu is coming back with a vengeance, as it so often does. Right after the holidays. Coincidence, or does it have to do with our nonstop potlatch, which starts Thanksgiving and then extends to the Christmas holidays, and then there's the New Year's, the bowl games, and you know, for some people, just extends through the college football finals and then the Super Bowl. You know, it's just a nonstop eating binge, and the cold weather doesn't help. 877-726-TALK is our number, and we have a couple of calls. Let's start with a phone call from Mike from Philly. How you doing, Mike?
Happy New Year. I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I had read an article that nutritional yeast might be something to avoid in Crohn's patients, and the Crohn's patients seem to react to yeast, bakers, brewers, more so than non-Crohn's patients. And then A, if that's true, B, does that mean, you know, such a person should avoid mushrooms? Because isn't that fungus?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And what it has to do with is that there is a yeast connection to Crohn's disease. That was recently discovered. I had an opportunity to actually meet and have dinner and discuss this with the originator of some of this research who visited us here in New York. And it's quite interesting that what appears to happen is, you know, just as some people have gas, bloating, maybe irritable bowel syndrome because of yeast overgrowth, so too can certain species of yeast irritate the gastrointestinal tract. And it's thought that perhaps antifungal medication or the right kind of probiotics can help to suppress the growth of the bad kind of yeast. And not every fungal species is responsible for this. Certain types of fungus may be responsible for this creating a problem. Okay, so that's number one. So, yeah, there's a yeast connection. So does that mean that you need to avoid brewer's yeast or perhaps beer that's fermented with yeast or yeasted bread? Well, there's a possibility that the yeast that is causing the problem in the gastrointestinal tract may cross-react with a similar yeast that's present in a food, and therefore it might make sense to go on a yeast-restricted diet. That is, you know, not that clear-cut in terms of the research, but certainly it suggests that there may be a benefit. We see this often in patients with less severe conditions, just like, you know, gas, bloating, indigestion. They get on a yeast-free diet, and they do better. So then the question is, well, since mushrooms are a fungus, well, is that going to cause a problem? And the answer is probably not from the standpoint of allergy. But I will tell you this, is that some patients with Crohn's disease have what are called strictures. Are you a Crohn's disease sufferer, by the way, Mike?
I've been in remission for 25 years, so I don't want to provoke a problem by eating healthy foods like mushrooms and yogurt.
And so I might inquire, you know, by what means did you put yourself in remission? Was it, you know, just coinkydink, or was it through diet, certain specific methods undertaken?
Believe it or not, they wanted to chop out 18 inches of my intestine, and I said, no, right. Let me give it a natural try. And I followed your advice from way back when.
Yeah.
Salmon and salad diet, fish oil, L-glutamine, particularly were the ones I really concentrated on. Eventually, things got settled down, believe it or not. 25 mm-hmm. years later, here I am.
Well, I certainly believe it because we see it again and again. And, you know, the diet that we favor for this is something called the SCD, the specific carbohydrate diet, which I can't claim credit for because I learned it from Elaine Gottschall, the originator of the diet, who herself borrowed the diet paradigm from a German physician who learned about it in the early 20th century. So when it comes to mushrooms, if you have a stricture, which means there's scarring, there's a bottleneck in your intestine due to chronic inflammation, which causes scarring. And that's pretty common in patients with Crohn's disease, that there's some narrowing due to chronic inflammation and scarring. Mushrooms, and I've learned this from patients, mushrooms are a no-no if you have a stricture or if you have episodes of obstruction, which can happen if things get kind of bottled up and stuck there. Because mushrooms act kind of like sponges. They absorb a lot of water, and they swell, and they can clog the narrowed passageways in the intestinal tract. So, you know, we learned through bitter experience that while mushrooms may be allowed from the standpoint they're not causing an allergy, they're not, you know, full of sugar, they're natural, they're nice, high fiber, full of beneficial nutrients. Just from a physical standpoint, they may have sponge-like characteristics. Probably not for you because you've been in remission for a long time. You don't have a lot of scarring, and you should do okay. So give it a shot. That should not create problems. And, you know, congratulations to you, Mike. And you know, it's important that I think that people like you share your experiences so that those suffering from Crohn's disease know that there are natural options, natural alternatives that can really turn the condition around. And number one is diet. But we also talk about other methods, low-dose naltrexone. Now, cannabidiol or CBD is helpful for sufferers. There are many nutrients that are helpful, like curcumin and fish oil, as you mentioned, along with higher doses of vitamin D, very important. And, you know, a whole lot of different things that you can do to make this condition better. Certain probiotics have been shown to be beneficial. It's a condition very amenable to natural therapy. So thank you for your call, and all the best to you, Mike. And hey, stay warm. Must be cold down there in Philly. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. And I wish you a very happy New Year. I also want to share this phrase with you, Harahachi Boo. Harahachi Boo. We'll learn about how that may help you stay healthy in 2018 when we return.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and it's evidently working because we're getting calls. 877-726-TALK for questions related to health and nutrition. And I want to welcome a new sponsor to our program, Health IQ. And we're very happy to have them because they offer a great product. Health IQ is an insurance company. Great idea. This is very innovative. That helps health-conscious people like you, Intelligent Medicine listeners, who are runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and healthy eaters, get lower rates on their life insurance. Health IQ believes that the best way to improve the health of the world is to celebrate the health-conscious folks like you rather than penalizing those who are not. So go to healthiq.com/Hoffman. That's healthiq.com/Hoffman to see if you qualify. That's healthiq.com/Hoffman. And we're going to talk in just a moment about some innovative and really simple, basic techniques for taking the pounds off. They have been repopularized for 2018. They're the diet approaches for the season. You know, this is a season that kicks off resolve on the part of a lot of people. And so we want to provide you with some tools to implement your healthy New Year's resolutions. And we'll do that in just a moment. But first, let's take a call from John. And John's in Connecticut. How are you, John?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Real quick, I just want to tell you, I had Lego. I'm a diabetic, type 2 diabetic. I'm insulin dependent.
Yeah.
I had leg ulcers, and I called you one time, and I was taking the Gero Formulas Venus Optimizer, and they're healed now.
Excellent.
You just
That's
said take four tablets. It worked really good. I was able to wear shorts when I went to South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, these are products that contain a lot of bioflavonoids, which have a circulatory enhancing property and help basically reduce capillary leakage, which prevents healing. So excellent to hear. Nice to get feedback. What's going on for you now?
I have Raynaud's syndrome. I have it in my hands, my feet. And I know you have it, too, because you said you had a thin pair of gloves one time. This was many years ago.
Yeah.
And you said it helped you when you jogged.
Yeah. Well, it's unclear to me whether you have pure Raynaud's syndrome. I mean, certainly it's extremely cold and you're up there in Connecticut and you could well have cold, painful fingertips and toes. But do you have to some degree, some diabetic, neuropathy? Has that been diagnosed? Have you gone to the doctor and the doctor's used the little pinpricks or used a tuning fork to see if you have reduced circulation, perhaps, or reduced nerve conduction to your feet and hands?
Probably that's part of it, too. But when I was a kid, before I had diabetes, my hand used to always hurt me when I was going sledding with my friends.
Okay.
So that's an indicator right there, right?
Indeed. Indeed it is. So you're looking for some way to deal with that?
I'd like to know what gloves you got, and I'd like to know what vitamins and herbs to take. I wear heavy gloves, but today, even with the sun out today, God, it feels so nice.
Here's the secret about keeping your hands warm in the super cold temperatures is forget about gloves. I mean, you can get those, amazing ski gloves and, the like, but what they do is they isolate your fingers, and no matter how well insulated they are, what keeps your hands warm is when you keep your fingers together. And that's what mittens allow you to do. And that's why, you know, they're kind of out of fashion. It's like, yeah, wear your mittens. Yeah, I stopped doing that when I was 8 years old. You know, my mom made me, you know, clip my mittens to my sweater and my jacket. And yeah, that's kind of a drag. So I got these cool looking gloves. Well, gloves less effective just by virtue of physics, you know, the heat retention, capabilities of when your fingers are isolated, they're going to radiate more heat. When your fingers are together, they're going to warm each other. So that's number one. Number two, you know, when it comes to nutritional antifreeze, the best antifreeze is lots of fish oil. And fish oil would be beneficial for your, you know, type 1 diabetes because there's heart risks and brain risks associated with that. So the reason that fish oil is helpful is it literally acts like antifreeze. If you ever try to, you know, put a bottle of fish oil or fish oil capsules in the freezer, they don't freeze. They have they're very polyunsaturated, and they have the capability of acting like antifreeze. And that's what they do in the Arctic fish that are rich in omega-3s, and Arctic mammals like whales and seals and walruses. They all have massive amounts of omega-3 to keep their, literally to keep their blood from sludging and congealing under the cold temperatures. So you can promote circulation with that. It's probably the number one thing you can do. You can also take higher doses of arginine. That's the pirate vitamin, L-arginine. That actually has some nitric oxide releasing capabilities, which may expand the blood vessels. Niacin will do it temporarily, but it creates unpleasant flushing. You got to watch out in terms of liver function. I'm not so much of a fan of niacin for enhancing circulation these days. Citrulline, to some extent, will also have that nitric oxide effect. So you may benefit from those. Thanks for your call, and keep your hands warm. So here's you're welcome. Here's an item that comes to us from Okinawa, Japan, which is one of the world's blue regions. It's a place where people live longer. Okinawans over the age of 65 enjoy the world's highest life expectancy. Men are expected to live to about 84. Women are expected to live to almost age 90 on average, and there are many, many centenarians. They suffer a fraction of the diseases that kill Americans, a fifth of the rate of cardiovascular disease, a fifth of the rate of breast and prostate cancer, and less than half the rate of dementia seen among similarly aged Americans. And a saying over there in Japanese or Okinawan dialect is hara hachi bu, which means stop eating when you're 80% full. It's a form of mild caloric restriction, and it works. It can make a difference in terms of your weight, in terms of your overall health. How to put hara hachi bu into your daily practice in 2018, eat more slowly. Eating faster results in eating more, and be attuned to your satiety signals. Eat mindfully. Focus on the food. Turn off the TV and computer and other distractions. Just eat and feel the food filling you up. And use smaller food vessels. Eat on smaller plates. Use narrower glasses. Portion control can help you practice hara hachi bu in 2018. And we'll provide you with another useful strategy this hour. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere. Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got several callers waiting. But before we get to that, you know, another of our, one of my favorite sponsors is the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And the reason I like them is because, well, you know, you go to the supermarket and you just don't really know what you're getting in terms of quality. You may look for the most attractive bottle, it looks artisanal, or maybe you shop by price. You buy the most expensive olive oil you can, but there's no guarantee that price is equivalent to quality. And yes, you want an aromatic olive oil that tastes great, but also that aroma and that flavor is a signature for the beneficial polyphenols, which help your heart, your brain. Lately, we've discovered that those polyphenols may also help to prevent osteoporosis, and on it goes. And when it comes to olive oil, fresh is best. Olive oil is a perishable food, and you just don't know how long some of those supermarket brands have been sitting there. That's why I normally don't buy olive oil in stores, and where I get it is thanks to my friends at the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. The club was founded by T.J. Robinson, who's been a guest here on Intelligent Medicine, and they have a special offer for our Intelligent Medicine audience. You can try a bottle of T.J.'s Finest Harvest Fresh Olive Oil, which is normally $39 a bottle, for just a buck, $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these fresh pressed olive oils for years, and they're delicious, and their antioxidant polyphenol counts are off the charts because they're harvest fresh. So check out this generous trial offer. Get your $39 bottle for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. That's MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. And don't forget, on drhoffman.com, our website, we've got a special recipe page. And if you follow us on Facebook, you'll see us posting some great olive oil recipes throughout 2018. So please check out the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Okay, let's take a call now from Amelia, who's in my hometown. She's in New York City.
Hi. Hi. I'm calling because I have a daughter. She's in Philadelphia, and she had broke about 2 weeks ago. They did surgery and said she had 4 broken bones in the wrist.
Okay.
And they put hardware in the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to follow your protocol for the hip fracture,
yeah, which is applicable. Yeah, this actually, it's at our website at drhoffman.com. When I broke my hip, and it was about 10 years ago, I listed the things that helped my recovery. So,
right.
Yeah, so you have a question about that?
So what happened, I called the full script, but they only had a few items, and the rest of them, they said they have many brands, so they don't know whether it's a suggested brand that you may suggest.
Well, you know what you can do? I'll tell you, just let me give you a suggestion, because that was written a few years ago, and some of those brands may no longer be available. Fullscript, by the way, you can call them for assistance. It's 877-941-1449. Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, so what I'll do is I'll send them an updated version of that protocol with any substitutions based on what they stock and which things that may no longer may be available. But for listeners, FullScript is the online dispensary where I curate the supplements that I like. I mean, they have a wide variety of options for supplements. You can get all manner of things there. They have like over 10,000 different items. But I personally curate and select the supplements that I like for specific conditions. And they're there for your inspection and for your purchase at FullScript. You just have to go to fullscript.com. You sign up. You give them your email, which enables them to deliver products. And it's a new, I mean, it's sort of like the new way of getting supplements online. It's more efficient, I think, and there are more options available than the old-fashioned physician-owned stores. That's a good way to go. So in terms of wrist fractures, well, you know, the things we want to talk about, we obviously want to talk about vitamin D. We want to talk about a new product, and there's actually a brand-new product that I probably didn't mention when I wrote when I was taking stuff 10 years ago, Ostinol, O-S-T-I-N-O-L. And Ostinol comes in different strengths. You can take 225 or 300. I would probably recommend two of the 300s twice daily because Ostinol is a bone morphogenetic protein. It actually helps to repair and restore bone. It's helpful, of course, in osteoporosis. But specifically, it's designed to help repair fractures. So that's one of the most important things you can take. In the early stages of an injury, I like Wobenzyme. Wobenzyme is an anti-inflammatory proteolytic enzyme that helps to bring down swelling and pain in the initial phases of an injury. But after, maybe a month or 6 weeks, it's no longer necessary. We just want to work on bone repair. Those are among the most important things that I think should be taken. And, of course, we just want to make sure that there's adequate levels of vitamin D. I mean, when you break bone, suggestion is, and we see it sometimes in people who don't even have very severe traumatic injuries. They may be runners who are overdoing it. Their vitamin D is a little low, and they'll develop stress fractures merely because they allowed their vitamin D to go too low. So those are, some of the things that I think are particularly important. I'll see if we can get that protocol to the folks at FullScript so that they can provide it to people who, like you, either have suffered a fracture or have relatives who suffer a fracture. We're going to put more protocols up there so that people can access supplements that I personally favor. But thank you
I have one more question. Hello?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I want to know also, in 1993, it just happened to be the same daughter. She had a gunshot wound and it did surgery.
Wait a minute. This is like Calamity Jane. What's going on with her?
Yeah. Oh, boy, she was working and got caught in the machine at the Jaws.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And in 1993...
Wait, she got a gunshot wound at work?
No, I'm saying this is in 1993.
Oh, okay.
I used their protocol.
Okay.
She had surgery for the nerve damage.
Right.
And we used your protocol for the nerve degeneration. I would like to know, is that still available?
I'll just tell you what is helpful. When you have nerve damage... most important is something called is this B12. B12 actually helps with nerve transmission, so that's very important. If you have also, it's now been shown that vitamin B1 and a specific type of vitamin B1 may be helpful, which is called benfotiamine for neuropathy or which a lot of people without gunshot wounds have a lot of nerve pain due to neuropathy. And for that, we recommend acetyl L-carnitine. That can be helpful. So those are among the things that are most helpful specifically for nerve pain. But it sounds like folks like you are interested in protocols, and that's something we're generating in 2018, and they'll be available at FullScript. I'm working on some protocols for osteoporosis, for heart health, for brain health, and... rather than take this one supplement or, kind of search around, it'll all be there for you as a series of recommendations. And I think that'll be helpful. So thanks for calling. And let's take a look now at some additional recommendations to help you implement your healthy weight loss resolution for 2018. a few minutes ago, we talked about harahachibu, which means stop eating when you're 80% full. Okay, fine. For some people, yeah, that's a little cramp in their style. So another way to lose weight and get healthier is through something called TRF. And TRF is going to be very much in vogue in 2018. It's a strategy that's increasingly being studied by researchers as a tool for weight loss, diabetes prevention, and even for its anti-aging benefits. In TRF, in contrast to harahachibu, you can eat whatever you want and as much as you want. I mean, don't go nuts, but eat to full satiety. But it's not about how much you eat. It's about when you eat. Daily food intake should be limited to a 12-hour window and preferably cut down to an 8 to 10-hour window. So, you know, where people put on the pounds is they get home, they eat dinner, and then they sit and watch television, and then they start with snacking. And so the suggestion is create an eating window that's 12 hours or less. And there's a lot of studies that suggest that this is the way to go. Research, according to Dr. Satchidananda Panda, what a great name. He's a professor at UC San Diego. He published a study showing that when 8 overweight people who naturally ate for 15 plus hours a day, which is like most people, right? You know, you start at 7 o'clock in the morning and you finish at, what, you know, 9:30, 10:30 at night when you go to bed. When 8 overweight people who ate for 15 hours a day restricted their eating to a 10-hour window for 16 weeks, that's all they did. They just restricted their eating window. They lost 4% of their weight. That's real significant. All of them said they slept better, they felt more energetic throughout the day, they're actually feeling less hungry. TRF studies of mice show that when the body has these mini fasts, intermittent fasting of just a few hours more, it has more time to produce the components for cellular repair, to break down toxins, repair damaged DNA, and that may result in an anti-aging effect. So this year, try something different. If harahachibu doesn't appeal to you, try TRF, time-restricted fasting. And in another study at the University of Illinois in Chicago, they tested a strict 8-hour diet among 50 obese people in a 12-week study. Participants who ate between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. consumed about 300 fewer calories a day and lost on average 7 to 8 pounds. So delay breakfast and then compress all your eating between that window between 10 and 6. Stop eating after 6. These overweight folks lost on average 7 to 8 pounds, and all of the weight loss was due to a decrease in fat mass. No muscle mass was lost, which is an ideal way to shed pounds. So, what I'm all about is simple, basic strategies that can help you get healthier. That's what we call intelligent medicine. And we'll be right back. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're going to provide you with a rundown of some of the important stories that came across my desk in the past couple of weeks. You know, what happens when we're off the air because of the holidays is there's a backlog of great information that I need to share with you. So here it goes. Yoga appears to provide a way to prevent osteoporosis, according to a recent study. And that's quite fascinating because we tend to think of, you know, when it comes to exercise for osteoporosis, it has to be weight-bearing exercise, you know, bench pressing or squatting, carrying heavy weights, or perhaps, you know, high-impact aerobics, pounding the pavement, and so on. Ordinary walking, not so much. Swimming doesn't do much for bones. And cycling, according to some studies, may actually worsen bone density, particularly really long-distance cycling. So yoga, according to a scientific paper titled 12-Minute Daily Yoga Routine Reverses Osteoporotic Bone Loss. That's quite a surprise. And in that study, there were 227 participants, the majority of whom, 202, were women, practiced a yoga routine of just 12 minutes duration, which is so doable, at least every other day for 2 years. So they had to be consistent. Their average age was 68. So what's your excuse? I mean, average age 68. What's typical age for osteoporosis when they enter the study? 83% had lower than normal bone density, and they did DEXA scans of their hips and spines at the beginning and the end of the study. And what they found was that there was significant increases in bone density in the spine, and hip bone density increased too, but not that much, not significantly. None of the participants, 227 of them, reported bone fractures or other injuries caused by doing yoga. So the yoga, you know, there were no, you know, when you're evaluating a new medication, drug, or intervention, what are the side effects? There were none, and there were side benefits as well. Interesting a study. And, you know, doing yoga now, and I've been more intensively doing yoga over the last 6 months or so, there are a lot of positions which can put some stress on your spine and on your hip bones because you have to breathe through them. They're rigorous positions to hold. And so it makes sense that they may replicate the effects of gravity on the bones and cause the osteoclasts, which are the bone-building cells, to rev up and deposit additional bone. Here's a lead. The DVD used in the study, which taught the study participants how to do the yoga, is available. It demonstrates adaptations of the poses that are easy for beginners. It's available for $25 from sciatica.org. That's a website maintained by Dr. Lauren Fishman, the lead investigator of this study. So if you want a yoga primer, sciatica.org. Check it out and do it for a couple of years and see if your bone density is not better. Taking vitamins before and during pregnancy slashes autism. Autism, big problem. Now, you know, the rates are increasing. Now we something like 1 in 60 births, unprecedented epidemic of autistic spectrum disorder. Taking vitamins before and during pregnancy slashes autism risk by 75%, according to a new study. If you take folic acid or multivitamins before or during pregnancy, it may cut the risk dramatically. The study from Haifa University in Israel examined 45,000 children whose mothers had or had not taken supplements during pregnancy. Even mothers who took multivitamins up to 2 years before pregnancy. So I guess they took the multivitamins, but then they kind of lapsed. Then they got pregnant. They reduced their risk by 61%. This is a real validation of the protective effects of, in particular, folic acid or folate. We prefer natural folate to folic acid, which is artificial, And multivitamins, you know, particularly choline. Choline seems to have a very beneficial effect on the infant brain, and it's often included in multivitamins. This item, weekly fish consumption linked to better sleep, higher IQ. It's the omega-3s in fish that are responsible for that. A new study shows that regular fish consumption improves cognition, and it also helps improve the quality of sleep. And, of course, sleep is a marvelous anti-aging elixir, helps the body repair and rejuvenate. And so think fish oil. You know, it's just part of your sleep strategy. Really makes sense. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for being with us this hour. Please stay with us for yet another hour and utilize the opportunity to pose a question. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.